You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We are live at SEC Media Days. Been having a fun time down here, Mike, and some of the folks have cleared out from the possum.
guys are going, what did Randy, because Randy was joking around, but they're going to have to come here with baseball bats and have to fight off all the other radio stations. No, man, we met the dudes from On 3 from Nashville and State from Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
But it's fun. But, you know, we do get a kick, and Carl and I were joking around at the start of the show, is you get that kind of very super hyper intense college football and only college football, which is cool. It's a place for that. But we do get a kick because you hear people say things like, I'll tell you what. If this young man, this transfer, comes in here and does what we think he can do, this team is going to a New Year's Bowl game. I feel it in my bones.
That's exactly what you hear. And then you kind of do the double take and go, what? What did he just say?
And I'll tell you this. If we get our special teams in order, because it's three parts. There's offense.
Defense.
And you said it, Billy Ray, and the kicking game. By the way, this is Sports Possum, 610, Lake City, Florida. But no, it's kind of funny how these guys are just all dialed in. And then we also get the pukey announcer guys that are just dying to get to ESPN.
That's true.
And then Day-Day was getting a kick out of that because we're walking around. It's like, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, I just think this is one of the greatest events. Having all the coaches and having the access is just amazing. Don't you agree?
I do. The bottom line is, when we got here today, I said, and this is what Randy was saying, like we were talking our nose. We got to talk to Connor Riley here in a sec. But I said, right. I said to Mike when we came on today, I said, everybody go home. We're here.
And, the champs are here.
Yeah, and everybody kind of did the double take. So, you know.
Well, I mean, we beat those weasels down the dial, 15-1. Did I say that?
No comment.
But anyway, it is great to be here at the College Football Hall of Fame, where we did see NIL in practice. And did see a lot of guys living the dream.
Connor Riley, man, what is going on today? Let's recap, because today it was Kayla DeBoer and Jeff Libby and Billy Napier, and we saw Napier. We talked to a bunch of Florida Gators today, too, those interviews online. And then Brent Venables. Kayla DeBoer, how much pressure on him, man? They lost four games last year, Connor, as we recap today, and we'll also talk about tomorrow. But what did you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, I think this Alabama team is in a really interesting spot where, from a talent standpoint, they're flying under the radar a little bit. I really like the talent they have on their two deep. Yes, they have to replace their starting quarterback in Jalen Milroe, but as talented and as good as he looked at times last year, and Lord knows Georgia fans understand that, I think there's also some room for some improvement if they can get just more consistent quarterback play. But to your point, if Kalen DeBoer loses four games again, that seat is going to be white hot. And while I tend to believe Kirby Smart that Nick Saban isn't all that interested in coming back to coaching, and, you know, the fact that something like that gets out this week from Greg McElroy, I think that is only going to ratchet up the intensity on Kalen DeBoer, where, you know, And this sounds unfair, but this is the reality of the job at Alabama, where if Alabama misses the playoffs again, there's going to be a lot of pressure externally and internally on Kalen DeBoer moving forward.
You know, the reality, we were just joking around about seeing the players. And we all know these guys are, you know, walking around. They're showing it. But it was kind of interesting because, you know, Kirby, I guess, if you want to say, it was kind of getting ahead of the posse by saying, you know, they want players that want to get coached up. And it's more about, you know, that than the transactional nature of where football is. But it just seems like it's one thing to say that, and you see just Texas cleaning up. You know, should Georgia fans be worried, or is it just simply Kirby's guys will just build a better mousetrap? Mm.
It's going to be a fascinating, you know, situation to watch this play out because, yes, you know, Texas has been able to spend more and has shown they're willing to spend more. But this idea that Texas is just spending and it's not translating the field, I think is a little bit untrue. They had double-digit draft picks a year ago. They've made it to back-to-back college football playoff semifinals. The only team in the country that can say that. And while, yes, they haven't won a national championship yet, they're doing the things they need to in order to put a championship team together. It didn't come together immediately for Kirby Smart in his time at Georgia. So it's going to take Sarkisian some time there. It is at least alarming, I think, if you're a Georgia fan, where you hear Kirby Smart talk about the importance of relationships and say specifically, we value relationships over transactional ones. And then you put as much time as you do into Tyler Atkinson, recruiting him as an eighth grader, and then at the 11th hour, he ends up committing to Texas. Those are the types of things where we've seen this, you know, happen a little bit more frequently. But Georgia's still recruiting at a very high level. They are not NIL poor, but I think it's going to be interesting moving forward how rigid is Kirby Smart on the willingness to spend top dollar, because he hasn't yet been willing to do that. And with Texas in particular, a team they played in the SEC championship last year, they're going to see again this year. They've shown they're willing to do that, and they're getting higher quality players because of it.
Mm. Connor Riley, our guest. Talk to me about Billy Napier, man. I mean, look, DJ Lagway looks like a dude, okay? Mm. And we saw the sample for him last year. Connor, we talked about the Georgia game. Kid gets hurt. They looked like they were in trouble, you know, and they were moving the football. But the expectation there with Florida, and Billy Napier kept talking about today, as I was listening to him before he made his rounds, he was talking about, you know, that he feels like he's instilled a culture with his team and the guys really responded. Now they just want to build on what they did at the end of the season. My question is, can they?
Yeah, you would hope that a coach in year four with the roster now completely his,
yes,
is projecting that level of confidence. And I don't know if there's a coach in the country that has more success tied to an individual player than DJ Lagway, a guy who battled injury at times last year, but has missed part of this offseason due to various injuries, you know, wasn't a full participant in spring practice. And if he doesn't turn into the player that a lot of people think he can be and has shown at times of being, you wonder if we're going to be back where we were, say, a year ago with Billy Napier, because that schedule is tough. You know, they do get Texas, they do get Georgia, at LSU, at Ole Miss. Those are tough games for them. And, you know, there's a very real world where I think the Florida team takes another step forward this coming year, but that could still lead them to going 7-5. And you just wonder what the appetite is going to be for another year of that, where these are all Billy Napier's guys. 4 years is plenty long enough time in this day and age to completely flip over your roster. And if you're still spinning the wheels a little bit and you're getting even further away from the glory years now, it just raises questions. So I think DJ Lagway has a ton of pressure on him because of all of everything that surrounds Billy Napier.
And to see DJ Lagway in person as Connor Riley joins us, Carl, he's a hoss.
He is a hoss.
I mean, that's a dude. And the one thing about the reality, Connor, is if you're going, and Carl and I talked about this a couple hours back, if you're going to fire a coach, okay, you got the coach's buyout, and then you've got the $20 million that walks out the door, and Ross's guys go get the transfer. So does that now maybe buy more time for maybe some guys? We always said, you know, you get in the old days, you'd get a full recruiting class 4 years. Does that scare some ADs away from pulling the trigger?
I certainly think it does. And you look just last year, all 16 coaches that were at SEC Media Days this year were also there last year. No coaching turnover in the SEC. That's a bit of a rarity, just given the way that we have seen this sport evolve in recent years. And as this sport moves into this new world with revenue sharing and more, I think, restrictions and higher budgets, you do start to wonder if maybe this brings some stability in the coaching turnover. And in that way, makes who you end up hiring all the more important and all the more pressure on that. Because in a way, if you get a lemon and a guy that just isn't good enough to be the coach at the school that you want, you might be stuck with him for quite some time. Now, eventually, I think the buyouts are going to come down a little bit as a way to sort of work against that. But right now, and I think the fact that you didn't see any coaching turnover at the head coaching level in the SEC this year sort of speaks to the fact that now schools are forced to stick with their coaches longer, in part because of how much these guys are paid.
Yeah, it's a dynamic that a lot of people are not looking at. And think about this, too. I mean, Connor, Vandy was better than expected. They're moving in the right direction. South Carolina, better than expected. They're moving in the right direction. Some of these schools that we've seen where there's been turnover,
right,
all of a sudden now are in the mix, right? I mean, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, his job security is pretty steady. I mean, like, even Miss State with Jeff Libby, who was here today. Miss State was competitive last year. It wasn't like you watch Miss State and they were just, you know, laying eggs. So I think that's another factor is maybe you're not in the college football playoff, Connor, but you're competitive enough where they feel comfortable that it's cheaper to keep you, right?
Right, and I'll be interested moving forward as the playoff, as we sort of get set in our ways with what the playoff looks like, whether it stays at 12 teams or goes to 16. It sounds like right now it's actually maybe shifting back to staying at 12. But what becomes the appetite for those teams? You know, like a South Carolina a year ago who won 9 games, just missed out on the playoff, had a great season all around. Does that maybe become a little bit more accepted and a little bit more celebrated than maybe perhaps it has been in years past?
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what the temperature is with that because for so long now, I think in the sport, it's been a focus on can you get into the playoff? And, you know, the reality is I don't think that's overall very healthy for the direction of the sport as a whole. And so if you see teams like an Ole Miss or South Carolina, where they might not make the college football playoff this year, but if they're able to have successful seasons, win 8-9 games, and show that they can hang at the top of the college football stratosphere. You know, maybe you get out your breaks a year or two from now and you get into the college football playoffs. And maybe that helps bring, I think, a more comforting atmosphere to the sport.
And you just alluded to it, Connor Riley, guys from Dog Nation, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Duke Zabel live at SEC Media Days.
You betcha!
At the College Football Hall of Fame. Big Ten is not backing off. I mean, they want to go to 16. But the SEC's got to add a 9th game. SEC ain't going to do that anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So basically it sounds like it's a, you know, can I say Mexican standoff? Anyway, and you are going to have, you know, now the SEC not backing off. So basically we're stuck in a 12-game format. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they've got to make the move. You brought this up earlier in the week. If they are going to pivot to a 9-game, they got to do it quickly because they got the buyouts. They got to readjust the schedule.
Right, and I think it's becoming very clear, and Kirby Smart made this point in an interview with ESPN this week. I think the SEC coaches favor the 5+11 model. We know the ACC and the Big 12 favor that model as well. So it appears to be that the Big Ten is going to be the one that holds this up over the format there. And I think that there are SEC coaches out there, I believe Kirby Smart is one of them, where they're fine with sticking at the 12-team playoff, especially if that means they don't have to add a 9th conference game. And I think, you know, Georgia illustrates this perfectly. You look at them last year, they went out and they played Clemson out of conference and they played Georgia Tech out of conference. Those were two, you know, quality teams, teams that went to bowl games, Clemson in their case making the college football playoff. If you sub that Clemson game with, say, a road game to Oklahoma or, you know, a game against LSU, I think that's a tougher game for Georgia than what we saw play out a season ago. And I think there's value for the SEC playing those big out-of-conference games. Well, yes, they're going to lose their fair share. I have no doubt about that as well. But I think for these top-end teams, these teams that are in the college football playoff, more often than not, that's going to benefit them that they're playing, you know, a top team from another league rather than another SEC team that, from a roster standpoint, I think is on stable footing. So I think we are, to your point, headed to a 12-teamer.
And again, there's just so much juice because, you know, all the Big Ten fans, I think everyone agrees, you know, they're just top-heavy. But if Oklahoma gets smoked by Michigan, or if Oklahoma goes up there and kicks Michigan's butt.
I know.
You know, I mean, that's I mean, you don't put all the you know, game, but it's a huge game.
It is a huge game. Connor, what do we get tomorrow, man? Last day, SEC Media Days. Look, I think Bob Stoops may not make it through the year. Excuse me, not Bob, but Mark, that is, at Kentucky. I also think Sam Pittman is an interesting case study at Arkansas. Mike Elko, though. Somebody asked me today, Connor, is A&M a dark horse? And I said, yeah, I think they are in the SEC. Tell me what we get tomorrow with these schools in the last day of SEC Media Days.
Yeah, in a way it is, I think, maybe a little bit of the bottom of the barrel. You have some of the bigger teams go early in the week. Texas, Georgia on Tuesday, LSU, South Carolina Monday, Alabama, Florida, Oklahoma today. You get A&M, I think, is the most interesting team tomorrow. I think the team that of those four that are going tomorrow Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas A&M is the most likely to make the college football playoff. I'm a big fan of Mike Elko and the program that he is building there at Texas A&M. They got a big out-of-conference game against Notre Dame that I think is going to be really telling for the ceiling of what this team might be. They've had a lot of good turnover, and I think they've done, at this point, a good job of turning this program around from where it was at the end of the Jimbo Fisher era, where there was just not a very strong culture. I don't yet know how talented this team is going to be. There's going to be a lot riding on the quarterback, Marcel Reed, but I like the direction this program is heading in. If Texas A&M is able to get that early season road win over Notre Dame, I think this is absolutely a team that, even though they're not being discussed in that way right now, could very well find themselves in playoff contention come November.
Great stuff. Connor, appreciate you this week. I know it's been busy for you, but to jump on with us a couple of different times. We normally talk to Connor on Mondays, guys, and we will do that throughout the college football season. And by the way, camps start when, Connor, for Georgia?
I think so.
When's camp start for Georgia? Do we have a date?
Oh, sorry about that. I misheard you. Camp, they don't have an official date yet. I'm expecting it around July 29th or July 30th.
Okay. All right. Cool beans. Hey, man, enjoy. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you soon. All right, man? Thank you again.
Yep, no problem.
Connor Riley, guys, Dog Nation.
Yeah. All right. Now, I mean, this is this arms race, man. It's an arms race between Georgia and Texas. It's an arms race with the SEC and the Big Ten. And it's going to be interesting because I think most fans want the 9-game conference schedule?
I would think.
And we're going to get to 16 at some point anyway. I mean, let's just do it.
Well, here's the deal now. You know, we've kind of used this analogy. Who's bigger? Is right. it Sankey or –
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tony Petitti with the right. Big Ten. And honestly, because if they can't come to an agreement, as Sankey said, it will just stay where we're at. But I think that everybody knows the other format is more beneficial, but there are other things that go along with that.
Sorry, 5-11.
Yeah, that they have to be able to, you know, give in to. All right, we're coming back. We've got more to get to here as we get ready to wrap things up at SEC Media Days. I want to remind you, our buddy Chris Goforth is here. He's going to be on from 6 to 7. Big recap show, all the stuff that has gone down the day. And Mike and I will let you hear a little bit of Kalen DeBoer when we come back because our morning shift had a chance to visit with him. Alabama, you heard Connor Riley. He can't lose 4 again. It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.